our background here is our fighters. You know, John's into boxing. I was a wrestler. Steven was a baseball player. Todd, you know, he's into rugby. Kevin's a golfer. We're all competitive to a degree where we want to win. And winning is getting our client the maximum amount of recovery and giving him and delivering them the best experience possible. That's a win for me.
Welcome, everyone, to the very first flagship episode of the Injury Pros Podcast. I'm joined by Michael Sale, the managing partner at Pennsylvania Injury Law Firm, Cordisco and Sale, and the originator behind Injury Pros. Mike's been recognized as one of the Pennsylvania's top personal injury lawyers. More importantly, he's built a firm that's laser focused on helping real people get real results when it matters most. Welcome, Mike. How are you?
Thanks, Alex. We're really excited to get this podcast started. And, you know, Injury Pros is a brand that I've been thinking about for a while, and we'll explain why we created that brand and just tell the viewers all about Cordisco and Sale, what we're about, and how we can help people.
All right, Mike, so let's kick things off by just simply starting at the beginning here. So tell me a little bit about the story behind Cordisco and Sale, how you guys got started, what's important about the firm, maybe a little bit of your background.
Okay, so I've been a lawyer now for 22 years. I've been practicing personal injury since I first started back in 2002. And, you know, had my own practice starting in year two. I worked with my father, who is an estate planning lawyer, but I built up my personal injury practice, got experience, and eventually met John Cordisco, who was practicing for about 20 years older than or longer than I have been practicing, has handled some substantial cases, had his own firm, then went to a bigger firm, and wasn't really working out for him that much. And we got together, shared some ideas, handled a case together, and then all of a sudden we knew we worked well. We had a plan to start a new firm, and that's kind of how it worked out.
So got together with John Cordisco, other well-established attorney in the area. Practice has really taken off over the last few years. How has it evolved? What have you seen change since you started the practice till now over the last 8 years or so?
So we formed Cordisco and Sale back in 2016, hired two employees to start, initially brought about 50 cases each to the firm. We were growing. We were doing our thing. When you first start a firm, you were basically doing whatever you can to generate revenue. We knew marketing was an important part. And advertising is an important part of a personal injury firm, because in real life today, if you don't advertise and market, you're not going to grow at all. You may get some referrals from family members or doctors or relationships you may have, but you're not going to grow unless you advertise. And we knew that John had a big brand, a name recognition brand here in Bucks County. I was more the trial lawyer and the marketer. And we know if we came together and applied the marketing I was doing back at Sale and Sale to Cordisco and Sale, with John's name and notoriety, we could do some special things. And since 2016, we steadily grew. COVID kind of shut everybody down, as we all know, for about a year, year and a half. There was no cases going to trial. Cases weren't moving. We were all remote for a period of time. Not too long here. I think we were back in the office by August of 2020, just because we had a big multi-million-dollar case we all had to work together on. But since then, we've steadily grown, and in the last year and a half, we've really grown. We've almost doubled in size.
Right. So obviously, you have a story. You talked a lot about marketing. Obviously, if you look at the Philadelphia market, your firm's just north of the really metro area of Philadelphia. You have a lot of competitors, a lot of other people in personal injury law. And one of the challenges in this industry is just doing something that's a little different. So how would you say Cordisco and Sale tries to differentiate themselves from some of the other injury attorneys that are in the area?
So we're just outside of Philadelphia, the county, city of Philadelphia. And, our main focus initially was Bucks County. You know, both John and I grew up in Bucks County. We both live in Bucks County. We both went to school in Bucks County. I coach teams. He's part of different boards and politics in Bucks County. So we wanted to first focus on Bucks County. And you know, we started with some TV commercials in Bucks County and served the people of Bucks County and became, you know, more of a Bucks County brand, since we knew people knew us, and we wanted to focus there because that's where, you know, we're known for. Since then, we've decided that in order to grow, and part of our mission statement is to help as many people as we can, you know, recover from what somebody else has taken from him. So part of that mission statement we have is to grow. So we decided to grow geographically and kind of moved into some marketing and had opened up a couple offices in the Lehigh Valley, one in Bethlehem, one in Allentown. We've opened up an office in Norristown, and we're about to open up an office, we hope, soon in Philadelphia. So we also have about five offices throughout Bucks County. Most of them are satellite offices where we can meet clients from time to time, but our main office is located right here outside of Philadelphia in Trevose.
So right now, obviously, we're talking about people that are mainly injured. Obviously, the name of the podcast here, The Injury Pros. You know, as a personal injury lawyer, when you think about the kind of people you're fighting for each day, who are they? Like, what's the stereotypical client that you're dealing with? What kind of people walk through your door? And then, you know, what do you see is really at stake for most of the people that you help?
So most of our cases are kind of what we call a general personal injury case. The vast majority of them are car accident cases where somebody is injured at the fault of someone else. We definitely have slip and falls, trip and falls. We have different weird cases, products cases where a product has injured somebody. We have fighting cases or a bar fight, for example, or a bouncer case. We do nursing home cases, different types of, you know, odd cases, we'll call them. But that's kind of the bread and butter of what we do. You know, people come to us generally in their worst time, and we have really one shot to make their lives better, to help them pick up the pieces. And that's one of the things that drew John and I together. We have a unique work ethic. So when we kind of get locked in on something, we don't give up. And one of our mantras is we never stop fighting. So one of the goals that John taught me earlier is that we can really improve the value of the case if we really fight through the case. You know, our job is to help our clients recover. We like to think of a holistic approach, both mentally, physically, getting them to the right doctors. But the main goal is financial recovery. That's all our civil justice system allows for is financial recovery, a jury trial. And that, the only thing they can do is award money. So our goal is to get our clients the maximum amount of recovery as possible and never give up until the end. And giving up is not a give up. It's just maybe a settlement that is acceptable for our client. So obviously, as you may know, like insurance companies are in the business saving money, not paying out money. They'd rather pay out their money on advertising. That's why we see so much advertising on TV. But our job is to extract the money from the insurance company because the insurance company is only going to pay us more on a case because they're afraid that we're going to go to trial and get them, take more from them. So one of the things we are a litigation firm. We're a trial firm. We're not just a firm that just tries to settle cases. We get offers. We still get lowball offers at times, and that makes it easy to go to trial because if they don't want to make us a fair offer and don't come up to our fair settlement range is what we'll call it, then our only option is to settle or to go to trial. And our job is to inform our clients as best as we can, the pros and cons of settling or not settling. But our background here is our fighters. You know, John's into boxing. I was a wrestler. You know, Steven was a baseball player. Todd, you know, he's into rugby. Kevin's a golfer. We're all competitive.
Some tough guys. Tough guys.
Yeah. We're all competitive to a degree where we want to win. And winning is getting our client the maximum amount of recovery and giving them and delivering them the best experience possible. That's a win for us.
So, Mike, let's take that. Let's zoom out a little bit. You mentioned, you know, one of the things you and John share is your work ethic. You're both growth-oriented. So let's talk about the firm, what you see next. Obviously, a lot of growth over the last few years. Where do you see yourself moving next? What's happening with the firm over the next 3 years, ideally, to you?
So recently, we just moved into a nice new flagship office, we'll call it, double the space. We made room because we are growing. The word's getting out that Cordisco and Sale is the place to go if you've been injured in the Philadelphia region. So we're growing quickly. So one of the most important parts, if you're growing quickly, is that you need to build that team behind you to be able to service those cases and those clients with the best customer service in the industry. We are a service business. A lot of lawyers forget that. We deliver a service. We have expectations. We're not just competing with other lawyers, but we're competing with Starbucks and the Ritz-Carlton and good fine dining places for service. That's what people expect. And we have to bring our firm up to that hands-on, multiple contact, client always informed, you know, service where that's what they expect, because that's real life now, is people are looking for good service. So building up that team of paralegals, that is attorneys that can handle, you know, the new, you know, increased cases that we're taking on, is probably one of the most important things that I'm focusing on now as a managing attorney.
So that leads us right into the next step of this, which is what we're doing now, which is this Injury Pros podcast, right? So, yeah. You know, obviously this is a new endeavor, flagship episode. How does this fit into the bigger mission of what you're doing? What is your goal with this podcast? What do you do? Who do you want this to help and how?
So, you know, you look at all the lawyers in the space, right? Personal injury lawyers advertise. So, you know, they are on TV, they're on the radio. If you drive up and down 95 here in Philadelphia, they're all over the place. But they're all kind of saying the same thing. Some of them are over the top. Some of them are wearing crazy outfits or yelling and screaming or, you know, throwing money around. And that's not what we're about. You know, John and I built this firm because we're professionals. We believe that the practice of law is a very important and sacred position where you have to take it seriously. Like I said, these clients get one shot. And this is not fun and games. This is a strategic thinking application of different strategies where, you know, we are professionals. We've been doing this for years and years. We've handled the large cases. We've done it before. We have the experience, but we're professionals. And when I was able to get the, you know, the name Injury Pros, I thought that fit us best because we are the injury professionals. We take this job seriously. We take this job solemnly where we know that, you know, this is our only chance. And, you know, to have that and to move forward with the firm, we are the professionals. We're not screaming, we're going to get you all the money. We're going to do things the right way from beginning to end. You know, we have accountability and we're going to work our hardest and never stop fighting.
Mike, that's a great mission. I appreciate you being here. One of the things we like to do is what we call our lightning round. So I'm going to ask you a couple of quick questions. I want you to give me your quick answers.
Okay.
So first question, what's one word you'd use to describe the kind of lawyer a personally injury client needs?
One word?
One word.
Fearless.
Like it. Next question, what's one mistake law firms make when they start growing and how do you avoid it?
One mistake they make is not keeping up with their clients, not keeping their clients informed, not having contact with their clients. So their clients are always wondering what's happening and my lawyer's not contacting me and I have no idea what's happening on my case.
Next question. If you could tell injured people one thing that could change their case's outcome in a positive way, what would it be?
One thing would be always be honest. Don't overdo it. Don't underdo it. Go to your doctor's appointments and follow your lawyer's advice.
Last question, Mike. What's one myth about personal injury law that drives you crazy?
One myth is that people think no matter what, they're going to recover money and they're going to recover a lot of money. And the reality is we have very serious fatal cases at times where, unfortunately, the only amount of money that's recoverable is what the other person's insurance is. And I've had many death cases where we're only able to recover $15,000 because that's all that's available. Mm. So even if the person is seriously injured, the myth is I'm going to get millions and millions and millions. And the reality is we can only go after what's available because you can't get blood from a stone.
All right, Mike, you passed the lightning round. I want to thank you for giving us a sneak peek behind the curtain today. Anything else you want to add in our first inaugural episode
here? No, just we're excited to get it moving. We've been waiting for this new office space to get this podcast moving. The idea behind it is to educate our clients, educate other people, provide information through the podcast and through videos from the podcast that will help inform other people, that will answer their questions, that hopefully bring them to a lawyer because people need lawyers to represent them in the injury space. And if not, help other lawyers with topics that we're going to go over with the other lawyers here at the firm.
Mike just broke it down for us. Thanks again for listening. Stay tuned for more episodes coming soon, conversations with legal experts and insiders. quick hitter episodes with our injury pros team, and then some just big picture breakdowns on injury law. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite podcast network. Or if you want to see more episodes and videos, be sure to visit us at injurypros.com. Thanks for joining us, Mike.
Thank you.